banks of the river. The lonesome wind blows, the water rolls high. I hear a voice calling out there in the darkness. I sit here alone, too lonesome to cry. The water rolls high. I sit on the shore, too grieve and to cry. The woman I love, she left me this morning with no one to love or kiss me there one night on the banks of the river. Stood there holding hands and making our vow, saying we'd never part and be happy forever. But a new love she's found.
Bill Monroe's, as all of us were. Mr. Monroe was, he was the rockin' cat daddy, I'll tell you. 1946 really was the completion, well, 45, December 45 was the completion of the band. He had Lester Flatt on guitar, he had Chubby Wise on fiddle, Howard Watts on the bass, Mr. Monroe was on the mandolin, and they just hired a brand new banjo player, 21-year-old fellow from Shelby, North Carolina, named Earl Scruggs, that nobody knew about at that time. But boy, the world was getting ready to know who he was. And they recorded some of those classic bluegrass hits that really started the sound of this music in 1946, in August of 46. And this is one of the first songs they did on the session. An instrumental, Turn the Boys Loose Here. This Gird Up Your Loins, boys. Y'all ready for this one? This is called the Bluegrass Breakdown. All right, boys.